We're going to do Simon 285, Reish Pei He, learning the sugya of Shnai Mikra, the Echad Targum, reading the Torah twice with one translation. I'm going to first learn the Shulchan Aruch straight up, and then I'm going to learn the Mishnah Berurah. And if there's time at the end, I'll run through any modern day questions. And I hope this clarifies any questions we might have. Instead of philosophizing about it outside, I'm just going to start from within the text, and afterwards we can make sense out of it all. Shulchan Aruch begins, Afalpi sha'adam shomea kol ha'Torah kola, even though a person hears the whole leaning in shul, kol Shabbat, every week, b'tzibur, with the congregation, chayav likrot la'atzmo b'chol shavua parshat oto shavua. Nonetheless, you have an individual obligation to read the Torah reading for that portion. Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum. Two Hebrew readings and one translation. Afilu Atarot Vedivon. Even the phrase Atarot Vedivon, which is a phrase which means basically, there's no translation of Atarot Vedivon. These are just places mentioned when the Torah talks about the borders of Israel. Nonetheless, even that, you have to do a targum. You have to do some sort of translation. You might have thought you could skip that. No, you have to read Atarot Vedivon. So we'll have to give exact definitions about what does it mean, targum, and why, where does its obligation come from. But so far, what's clear is that Shulchan Aruch says a person is obligated to read it, even if he reads the Torah leaning. A person might have thought, well, I'm going to hear the leaning in shul. What do I need to read it myself? No, you need to do the Shnai Mikra nonetheless, on a personal level. But imamada parsha b'peirush Rashi choshev kemo targum. So what do we mean targum? If you read Rashi, right, the greatest commentator on the Torah, that's considered like a translation. Amazing. So it's not just a literal translation, but a translation, even like Rashi, is considered as if you did a translation. The Yireh Shamayim Yikra Targum Magam Pirush Rashi. A God-fearing person should also read Rashi and also Targum. Targum is referring to Unkelus. So we might have thought we're just talking about any translation of the text. Turns out, no, it has to be specifically the Targum of Unkelus or Rashi. Now, Rashi is a Chiddush, and it's actually a Machlokes, whether Rashi counts or not, or whether Targum is better. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you know what? The best, ideally, it would be to do both of them, get you out of the suffix. But if that's too hard for you, it seems like either Rashi or Targum Unkelus would be good enough. But it does seem from the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch that nothing else. You couldn't do the Ramban. You couldn't do, seemingly, an English translation from the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Whereas when the Gemara talks about it, we might have translated Targum to mean any Targum. But it turns out it's specifically the Targum of Unkelus that is allowed in order to fulfill this mitzvah of Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum. When I say mitzvah, I don't mean one of the 613 mitzvahs. I mean one of the rabbinical mitzvahs. Okay, so that's halacha bet. Like I said, we're going to go through the Mishnah Berurah and hash out all of these details. Miyom Rishon ve'elech, we're up to Gimel now. Chashiv im hatzibor. From the Sunday and onward is considered reading with the congregation. So in other words, already from the beginning of Parshat, whatever the new week is, right? Today it's Akev. So you can start doing Shnai Mikra. Again, we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah reads this maybe a little bit differently than we would have initially read it, but it seems like Sunday is the time to start doing Shnai Mikra, according to the Shulchan Aruch, not before and not after. Mitzvah min ha-mufchar dalid. The best way of fulfilling this mitzvah, shi'ashlim oto kodem shi'uchal b'shabbat. You should finish it before you eat on Shabbos. Which, I'm not sure. Does he mean Friday night? Or does he mean Shabbos day? Unclear at this point in the Shulchan Aruch. Bim lo yishlim kodim achila, and if he didn't finish before eating, yashlim achar achila, then finish after eating. Ad ha-mincha, until mincha time. Okay, so you missed it. The second best is to do it after davening, until mincha time. V'yeshomim. Now we have the third opinion. Some say, ad revi'i, until, it literally means Wednesday, but he means is until Tuesday night. You can finish your leaning until Tuesday night. Of course, that's like the first half of the week, B'Shabbat, of the week. V'yeshomrim, and some say, ad shmini atzeret, until shmini atzeres, da'ainu b'simchas Torah, sh'az mashlim atzibur. And the Ramah clarifies, when in Eretz Yisrael, shmini atzeret is the same as Simchas Torah. That's when we finish reading of the Torah. In Chutz La'aretz, we have a separate day called Simchas Torah. And there, that would be the last time to do the Shnai Mikra. So there's four options. One is before the meal. Again, not clear. Is he talking about Friday night or Shabbos day? We'll see later. It seems like he's referring to Shabbos day. Then before midday. Third, before Tuesday. And fourth, before Simchat Torah. That's when can you do it. So in other words, it seems like each week there's a mitzvah to do it, but also there's a mitzvah that each year you should finish, complete the reading of the Torah. Hey, yachol likrot ha-parsha, shnai mekabach ha-targum, b'shat kriyat ha-torah. The person might ask himself, can I do this final reading while I'm listening to the Torah? In other words, let's say I'm listening along with the Baal Korah, perhaps I'm leaning, you know, silently along with him. Shulchan Aruch is lenient and says, yes, you can. That can count as your second, which seems to align, by the way, with the language of the Gemara, which says, lashlim et ha'im atzibor, to finish it with the tzibor. Vav, malam deiti, noikos, ein trichin lachzor v'lekrot ha'parsha b'Shabbos. Those who teach children, it seems like they would go over the parsha over and over and over again. So since they've already read the Torah so many times, they don't have to do it again. I would assume also a leaner who's doing a parsha over and over and over again also would be fine. And finally, by the way, also teaches us that in the olden days, people used to do chazor over the parsha over and over and over again, like the Zilberman's crew does it today. Zayin, ein tzarech likrot parshat yontif. You don't have to read yontif. I might have thought that there's an obligation each week, so I have to read the leaning for yontif. Turns out that it's only about the year, and since yontif leaning is going to come up later in the year, you don't have to do that. It certainly doesn't hurt, you don't have to. Paskins to Shulchan Aruch, though it is a machlokes originally. Hagah, the Ramah writes, le'ein tzarech likrot the haftoros, and certainly you don't have to read the haftoros. I remember when I was a lad in yeshiva, I once had a machlokes. My friend said he thinks you do have to read the haftorah, and I whipped out the Shulchan Aruch and I showed him this Ramah, and he was disappointed. But based on the Mordechai, the Ramah is lenient. You don't have to read the haftorah. Always a good idea. Why not? But you don't have to. The Gezerah apparently only applied to the Torah. Mikol makom, nonetheless, nagu likrot haftorah b'Shabbos shel chatana yikra haftorah shel Shabbos lo sosasis. Nonetheless, the custom is to read the haftorah. In the Shabbos of Achasana, you read the Haftorah of Sos Asis. And that is, by the way, my wife's favorite Haftorah. Important information for the big congregation out there listening. Okay, so now that we did the Shulchan Aruch, we're switching gears to the Mishnah Brura, who will, if we are patient, most likely answer most of our questions that are on our tongues. And if not, we'll try to go through most of them. Any? Okay. Aleph. Likrot la'atzma v'chol shavos. You should read the parsha to yourself every week. Hainu. Shel yakin likrot kodem oto shavua. Don't read before that week. V'gam lo yacher. Don't do it afterwards. V'tzarech la'ashlim parshiyatav ima tzibor. You have to do it with the tzibor. Chol la'ashlim parshiyatav ima tzibor. Ma'arichen lo yamim v'shnotav. And if you do with the tibor, God will lengthen your days and your years. Okay? There's a quote from the Gemara. Yehuna says that if you are not good about doing Shnai Mikra, God will grant you lengthy years. So the Mishnah Berurah squeezes the Gemara in Brachos in there, as he is wont to do. And again, he also squeezes another Gemara in there, where there was, the Gemara says, there was a person who used to precede, do the Shnei Mikra early, and he was criticized. So we see that you should wait until the Tzibur is doing Shnei Mikra. It's similar to like the Daf Yomi, you should be doing what the congregation is doing. Bava Chirevi would say that you learn from whatever's going on in the Parsha, what's going on in your life. It actually happened to me today. I was at a table and people were forgetting to bench, and I benched, and then I waited outside the bathroom, and I was about to go to the bathroom, but there was a line, so I opened up the Parsha for today, and guess what was there? V'achaltav sabato v'rachta. The mitzvah to bench, so Hashem was giving me a pat on the back and saying, keep it up, keep benching. So when you read the Parsha, you're going to see the little kisses that Hashem gives us. Anyways, I'm off topic. Bet. Shnayim Mikra. Not one read and one translation. And the second one, I'll listen to the shots. Besides what you heard from the shots, you have to say another reading. In other words, it seems like the Mishnah Berurah is either being cholek on the Shulchan Aruch or just interpreting the Shulchan Aruch to mean that you can't just listen, you have to actually read slowly. But if you read yourself, as gam ken bepiv, that's also fine. By Magid Avram, shekatu b'shem lechem chamudus, d'b'di'evet yotzeh pamachat amasha shama me'ashat. But apparently the Magid Avram said that actually you do count. It does count. You hear it from the shat. V'yishachronim shemach miram afilu d'b'yed. And some say, no, even b'di'evet it does not count. V'inyan akriya yish deos v'zeh ben achronim yisham yishirka kol pasuk. Bet pamim. Now, how should we read? There's also different opinions. Some opinions say that you should read each one twice. The targum alav v'yishamim shi'ika kol parsha bet pamim. And some say you should read every parsha twice. V'achakach hatargum, and then afterwards the translation. Okay. In other words, let me be more clear. Some say every pasuk you read two times, and then you read a translation. And some say you read every parsha twice. Not parsha like nowadays, parsha tashavua, but, you know, there's parshios that are ptuchen and stumim in the Torah. They don't necessarily align with Rishon and Sheni. They have, open and closed spaces, and that should be the way we do Shnei Mikra. V'achar kach hatargum, v'magen avrim, v'shas mitzadim kada, v'shar tshuva mitzadim kadea rishona. And these Acharonim quote the first opinion, read it twice once. If it's safer, Ma'aserab, Yisra B'shal Gra Nag Lamar Targum Achar Kol Parasha Ptucha. But in the book which recounts the customs of the Gra, it says that he would do it through every Parasha Ptucha Stuma. O Achar Malkam Sher Nirei Yoter Afsek Inyan V'Di'avid Kamar V'Avid Kamar Avid. So at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah says either way is fine. You want to do two Pesukim one translation, good. You want to do the whole parsha, good. Mishu baki betam dekunas bal peh tov lahader lekarat b'sivat Torah gufa. And if you can, you should actually read with tamim. If you read it from a sivat Torah, even better. But it's ideal. You should actually read it with the tamim, but of course you don't have to. Again, even if you just read the parsha, not parshios like the Gra says, but you know Rishon Sheni Shlishi, that's also fine, b'di'evet, maybe, or maybe even l'chachila. It seems like whatever you do is fine as long as you do it in order. Okay, b'divon. Why do we choose specifically this? Even though it doesn't have a targum, and it's quoting the pasuk. Okay, dalet perish Rashi. Shum mafarshet the mikra k'moshim mafarshet targum yotem ma menu aval im kara b'shar la'ash shum mafarsh raket the milat l'chut. Now Rashi, Mishnah Berurah explains that Rashi has the Talmudic explanations in it, and therefore that's why the best way to fulfill the mitzvah of Shnei Mikra. Do other things, you don't have the rabbinical explanations within it, so it's not the ideal way to fulfill the mitzvah. Okay? That's the advantage of Rashi, because it includes within it the rabbinical explanations as opposed to a Stam English translation. Choshev kmo targum. Val gan yotze b'mashakor shnei pam yimikra echad parish Rashi. Votan segun she'en aleim parish Rashi kratam gimel pimim. Now sometimes there's no Rashi explanations. If you're not doing targum, what do? You read it three times. Misheno barachi she'avinat parish Rashi ra'ui likrot parish haTorah sheish b'loshen Ashkenaz. Bezmanenu kagon sefer tenorena gotzabo barin the parsha api parish Rashi shara chachamin zechanan levracha mnuim al yisod haTalmud. So if you can't understand Rashi, so Mishnah Berurah recommends read something that's easier for you to understand, like Tena Vereina, which also includes rabbinical explanations. Now, in this, I have to say that Rav Moshe Feinstein was quoted as quoting the Taz, who said if you can't understand Rashi in our days, you could read a Stam English translation. So for that big question, which you're all wondering, what if I don't understand Targum and I don't understand Rashi? So it's okay in that case to read an English translation, but really, if you can understand Rashi, you should try to learn with Rashi. Okay, just wrapping up. Gam Rashi, Gia Targum Yesh L'Maila. What's so great about Targum? It has a Maila Shneita Mesinai, but it was given on Har Sinai. Gam Farash Kol Mila V'Mila. And it also explains every single word. Uperish Rashi Yesh L'Maila Shum Farash Adainyan Api Midrashay Chazal. But Rashi explains like Chazal. So therefore, each one is good in its own way, and ideally should do both. Make sure you read in order. Don't do shishi and then revi. You have to do rishon, sheni, shlishi. And if you can, not have it heftek. Very nice. If you don't, cannot interrupt. And that's why we see that some people who do the whole shnayimekar on Erev Shabbos. Miyom rishon reilech. Kevin shmetchil mincha de Shabbat al likorot parsha shavua. Nechshav shuva kora kekora im atzibor. Now, already from Shabbos afternoon is considered the time to reach Shnayim Mikra. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning. When the Mechaber says Sunday, it doesn't mean specifically Sunday. Okay, just a few more comments. Exactly like I said before, some say Erev Shabbos is the best. Or if you do it every single day, Shnayim Mikra, that's also ideal. And that's what the Gra used to do, and also many Chabadnik can do that. So either way is fine. You should fish it. Rabbi told his children, finish Shnayim Mikra before you read the Parsha. And that's referring to Shabbos morning. That's the time that you should finish Shnayim Mikra, not Friday night. Although if you could finish before Friday night, before Shabbos, Gevalt, amazing. Now, from Mincha and onwards, we already read the next week's Parsha, so you want to finish Shnayim Mikra, ideally, before Mincha time. Arvi, the Gimel Yom Rishonim, Shechavna Dayt Ksat L'Shabbat Shavar, because the first 3 days are connected to the Shabbos before this. Ad Shmini Atzeres, Ani B'Eretz Yisrael, like I more did that before, Shmini Atzeres is in Eretz Yisrael, but by us in Chutz La'aretz, it would be Simchas Torah, with the ideal time to finish Shnayim Mikra. Now, if you do you have to be mashlim, you have to also do the mikra and also the targum. Okay, and in terms of b'shas kriyas haTorah, the shema shala shamachmir b'zeh ela akol tzrichim lishma kriyah. The shala does not write that you should read alongside the baal kriyah. Rather, you should listen to the baal kriyah from the shatz. And that's what the Gra said. You have to listen to every single word. Although there are others, the Mishnah Berurah says if you're reading quietly, you can also hear the shlatz. That's the best of both worlds, and you can fulfill your second reading in that way. Okay. Again, like we said, you don't have to read with Megan, but it's a good thing to do. Fine. Okay, because I'm a little short on time, I'm going to stop here. But I hope this was a good review of the basic laws of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad Targum. If there are any questions that I have not had a chance to resolve, please be in touch. Have a wonderful day. May you be blessed with long days.